I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Federal authorities are investigating Atlanta's airport to determine if it illegally diverted money to the city. According to the AJC, the Federal Aviation Administration sent notice of the investigation to the city of Atlanta, which owns and operates Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. The investigation cites a report that the city may have used airport money to pay legal fees involving a corruption probe at City Hall. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' spokesman says the city is surprised by the FAA filing. Well, state officials say the Georgia State Patrol is still recovering after the agency's computer systems were hit by a ransomware attack last week. Officers have been unable to use the onboard computers in their patrol cars, leaving them to communicate with two-way radios and cell phones. Speaking to 11 Alive, GBI Director Vic Reynolds says state agencies are dealing with these attacks consistently.
When you look at it from that perspective, the overwhelming majority of times, we are successful in defending against those attacks. However, it only takes one.
The Georgia Technology Authority is still investigating how the hack penetrated the State Patrol's computer system. State health officials are continuing their investigation into a Legionella outbreak at a Sheraton hotel in Atlanta. So far, there have been 11 confirmed cases of Legionnaires' disease and 55 probable cases related to this outbreak. Since the first cases were confirmed 2 weeks ago, epidemiologists have been reviewing information from hundreds of people who were at the Sheraton Atlanta between June 12th and July 15th. The hotel remains closed. Well, next week, Governor Brian Kemp will help dedicate South Georgia's first four-year medical school. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on the school's efforts to address a physician shortage in rural Georgia.
The Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine starts classes August 12th in Moultrie. 55 students will study to become doctors. Graduates are fully licensed physicians who differ from MDs in their approach to care and training. Joanne Jones is with the college. She says the goal is to enroll students from the South Georgia region.
Have them go to medical school here, train in their residency programs in this region so that they will stay in practice after all of their training is completed.
The PCOM campus will be the second in Georgia. The first opened in 2005 in Suwanee and currently has more than 500 students enrolled in the program. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Six new battery-powered buses are coming to the streets of Atlanta. Yesterday, MARTA announced it's spending $2.6 million in federal grant money to replace diesel buses that are 15 years old. They'll start running by July 2021 along two Ponce de Leon Avenue routes. The zero-emission buses prevent releasing pollution into Atlanta's air. And in sports, after taking a few days off for the All-Star break, the Atlanta Dream return to WNBA action tomorrow. They travel to Indianapolis to play the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is 7 p.m. With a record of 5 wins and 15 losses, the Dream are in 6th place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. The Fever are in 5th place in the WNBA East. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.